Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, and I just want to thank everyone so much for listening today. I'm in a very special place today. I'm broadcasting live from Dominor in Italy today. Dominor is one of the world's most spiritual communities, and it's located just below Milano and Turin in the Alps of northern Italy, and it's a cold, snowy night here, but it's so good to have everybody there. The purpose of Out of This World Radio is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a better place. I also want to thank everyone for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the 3.1 million Seattle and Puget Sound area, and the fastest growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world with over 100,000 listeners in over 60 countries. Today's shows will be really special because during the first hour from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., I'll be interviewing a wonderful, fascinating lady named Mabel Katz in Los Angeles, and they'll be talking about the Ho'oponopono and healing the planet. And during the second hour from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m., we'll also be talking to Betsy Poole and Joe St. Clair from here in Dominor to talk about their wonderful spiritual community. I appreciate everyone's support for the radio program because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. For everyone who donates at least $25 today, I'd be happy to give them a psychic reading. Just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And I also have a program where I mentor people on contacting the other side. And if you're interested, please send me an email or you can call me in the United States at 509-750-9793. And with that, I want to thank everyone so much for the donations and support, especially Faison and Shirley in Florida, Caroline in England, Angela and Beverly in Texas, Anita in Dublin, Ireland, Eli in Texas, Marco in Helsinki, Finland, and a whole bunch of other people too numerous to mention. And I want to thank them so much for all their help with this program. I'd also like to thank the many sponsors of this show, including Crystal at the Crystal Voyage Bookstore in Tacoma and the wonderful Orion Tech Computers of Bend, Oregon. We're also looking for sponsors and advertisers for the show, and any advertising on the program will have a worldwide audience for goods and services. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol, who's been signing my website and providing wonderful support. My friends from the Moto office in Tokyo, Japan, Michiko Hayashi, Hiromoto, Mrs. Emoto, my friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting my show, and my angelic and earthly family, as well as my wonderful sound producer, Eric, and Harmony today, and my station manager, Eric Crema, without whose help and support this program would not have been possible. Out of This World Television is also now broadcasting three times a week on Comcast Channel 22 in the Puget Sound area on Tuesdays at 8:30 p.m., Wednesdays at 1:30 p.m. and Saturdays at 7 p.m. You can also watch these TV programs on YouTube under either Ted or Theater Marr. I want to thank everyone so much who came to my Galactic Wisdom Conference in June 2016. We're having another conference here coming up on March 10, 11, and 12, 2017. And following that, on March 14th and 15th, I'll be bringing in the world's most famous Haro therapist from Tokyo, Japan, a Dr. Yoshi, who will be selling Haro machines and giving Haro treatments. The first day, Friday, March 10th, is free, and the weekend will be just $197. For more information, please go to our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com, or please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. With that, I'd like to bring my good friend Carolyn White onto the program. We'll be talking about the conference here for just a few minutes. Then we'll be going to Mabel Katz in Los Angeles to talk about her wonderful work. Carolyn, are you there?
I am here. Good afternoon or good evening, whichever the case may be, Ted.
Well, it's just after 11 p.m. here in Italy, and it's a cold, snowy night. We had snow here last night, but it's in a beautiful area, and it's so good to have you on the show, Carolyn. You'll be coming to my Galactic Wisdom Conference, and what kind of work do you do? Can you tell my listeners about things you do?
Oh, I do a lot of things. I am an author. I have been studying metaphysics for over 40 years. I do aura and chakra photos and imaging, intuitive interpretations. So there's a lot of things that I've been working with in the metaphysical world for a very long time. and I give advice, counseling, and I also have a non-corporeal mentor by the name of Matthias, who some people would call, I would be channeling him, and he provides a lot of wisdom and insight into our consciousness, where we're going on this earth, and who we are as light beings. Well,
that's incredible. And also, too, there's another event that I'm sponsoring. It's called the Cosmic Awareness Fair on Saturday, January 21st. There's going to be over 20 different vendors, including Carolyn here, psychics, astrologers, crystal sellers, tarot and aura photography readings. There will be also free lectures in the afternoon, and at 1 o'clock that day, I'll be giving a presentation of Dr. Masaru Emoto's Messages from Water. Carolyn, I want to thank you so much for helping me organize that. We're also going to be having Dr. Yoshi from Tokyo. Could you talk a little bit about that as well?
Well, Dr. Yoshi will be... Are you going to be showing the interview on video? Because Dr.
Right.
Yoshi will be there at the Galactic Wisdom Conference in March. If anyone wants any more information, then they can learn about what the Hado machines are. And you probably will have the video there to show people just what a wonderful healing mechanism. Well, it's a healing with vibration. It's the Hado. And the whole concept is that we're all energy, we're all vibration. And when our bodies become diseased, then our vibrations become out of sync. It's sort of like the analogy with the old radios in the car, that if you turned the knob and you were slightly off the station, you could still slightly hear the station, yet you would get this fuzz, this interference. And so what happens with dis-ease, there's an interference between our perfect higher self and our physical body. So the Hado right. machines, in my understanding, is that they help retune your body to get the vibrations so that they are flowing and congruent with that blueprint of your higher self.
Right, right. And I know from what I've learned about the Hado machines, Carolyn, that Dr. Emoto, before he passed away in 2014, treated about 10,000 people successfully with these machines.
Yes, and this is the thing, this is the medicine of the future. What I have been shown that we are, the direction that we're going in, that it's just not about cutting and looking at the body as isolated incidents. Like we have, if you have a tumor in your stomach, it doesn't, just to cut that tumor out, it doesn't address the whole issue of how the tumor got there in the first place. So this vibrational medicine, that's one of the things. There's a lady that is coming to the Cosmic Awareness Fair on January 21st. And just to mention, it's at 9101 Steelcom Road Southeast in Olympia. And you can go to chakracoach.me. That's chakracoach.me. And there's information on the Cosmic Awareness Fair, because there's one lady there that is a licensed massage therapist, and she's also starting to work with what she refers to as the healing codes. And she said personally she's been able to lose 100 pounds and also get her blood pressure down to normal using these healing codes. So
oh,
this
that's
is
amazing.
So amazing what we're doing with the energy medicine. And she, her name is Linda, and she'll be speaking at 11:15 that day. So I think that we're on, what I've been told, we're on this path to energy medicine, to view ourselves as just more than flesh and bone. We are body, right. mind, and spirit. And when right. the vibration becomes misaligned, then that is when disease happens.
Well, I have to tell you quickly that the three people I've had from the Secret Space Program, including Corey Good, Randy Kramer, and Tony Rodriguez, have all said that in the Secret Space Program they use vibrational machines very similar or the same as the Hado machines used by Dr. Yoshi to cure all kinds of diseases and problems, and are very, very effective, including for cancer as well. You know, it's slow, but that technology is reaching the rest of us here on the planet, and I can't wait to the day when people can live a long, healthy life free of these debilitating diseases and problems.
Exactly, and that's in some respects we don't go to the point of like Dr. Emoto with his HALO machines. He was able to read the vibrations and then program water to realign these. That's in some respects we use the same technology when we do our aura and chakra photos and imaging, because we can actually see the vibrations, what's happening in the chakras and the energy field, and then go through and say, okay, this is the area that you need to create, you know, increase your vibration on, or this is what you need to look at, and then go from there. It's the work that Dr. Emoto did and Dr. Yoshi is doing now. It's just absolutely, it is amazing and just wonderful. It's a gift to humanity.
Well, I've got to go. I want to bring on Mabel Katz in just a minute or so. But I'd like to bring you on for the next hour as well to talk about some of our other guests at the conference in March, including Jim Mars, famous journalist from Texas, Professor Jerry Polak, one of the world's most famous water scientists, as well as former Canadian Defense Minister Paul Hellyer, coming to the conference. And I want to go over that next hour. But anyway, Carolyn, thank you so much for coming on today. And we'll talk to you in
so
about an hour.
Sounds good. And love to all your listeners out there. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you in a bit.
Thank you so much, Carolyn. Thank you so much. With that, I'd like to go to my a wonderful lady named Mabel Katz in Los Angeles. Mabel, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Ted. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Thanks
wonderful.
So much. Thanks so much.
No, it's a pleasure to be here with you.
Oh, I'm so glad you could come on. Well, briefly, for those of you who don't know Mabel, she's an internationally acclaimed speaker, author, and seminar leader. And she's a leading authority, and I hope I pronounced this correctly, so please correct me if I mispronounce it, Mabel, but it's the Ho'oponopono, is that right? An ancient Hawaiian art and practice?
Ho'oponopono.
Good. Okay, good. You took it right out of my mouth. And I know that you worked with Dr. Hewlin for many years.
Yes.
And you know, you've done so many amazing things. I'm looking at the biography you sent me, and if I read it all, it'd probably take about 15 to 20 minutes, and then
we don't need to.
We're running out of time.
Some inspiration here, yes, to your audience. Yes.
Well, I wanted to ask you this background of Dr. Hugh Lin.
Yes.
Where he had discovered it, the use of this special prayer. In a mental institution, I believe in Hawaii,
yes.
And he successfully treated. I think it'd be better if you could tell the story, if you don't mind, a little bit about how he got interested in how this developed.
First, I would like to share that Ho'oponopono is about 100% responsibility. What is it in me that is creating this or attracting this in my life? Please do not confuse with that you are guilty. But responsible because of memories, common memories that we have that show up as people, as mental people with mental challenges, things like that. Yes. So what Dr. Ihaliakala Hugh Lin did in that mental hospital was to take responsibility and say, "What is it in me that this person kills somebody or abuse somebody?" And he started noticing things that happened in the mental hospital, and actually the mental hospital ended up closing. People started taking responsibility, like when they had to go to the judge or something, they would start saying, "I am responsible." Not because he gave them any lectures about Ho'oponopono. Actually, he didn't see anybody. He didn't do any. He was a clinical psychologist, but that's not what he practiced there. Yes, he was doing Ho'oponopono. He noticed that the building was holding on better, you know, because otherwise, you know, the paint would peel and a lot of things happened. Plants didn't grow before. He noticed that the nurses, that there was less aggression mm-hmm. and that the nurses didn't call in sick like they used to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, so they gave less medications, you know. Mm-hmm. So things started kind of getting better mm-hmm. without doing much, because Ho'oponopono is very easy to do, and it's basically a mental internal thing, and actually it's let go and let God, because mm-hmm. God can fix these people, not you.
Right.
Yes, but so this is about really letting go, not taking things so personal, and mm-hmm. definitely taking responsibility.
Well, that's amazing. I know there's a wonderful water prayer that Dr. Emoto used to do when he was alive, and I'm sure you've heard of it, Mabel, and it goes something like this. He used to say, "Water, we are sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you. And water, we thank you."
Yes.
And he would ask people to say that three times. And the message that I got actually 2 years ago was that to ask my listeners around the world to continue to say that, especially for Fukushima, because it would help clean up the situation there. Mm. If you don't mind it, I'd like to ask my listeners now to say that. And if you can, everyone who's listening, please say this on the if you don't mind, three times. And when you say it, please send lots of love and light to the people of Fukushima. I know it really helps. It goes something like this. It's a prayer based on the Ho'oponopono, and it goes something like this: Water, we are sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you. And water, we thank you. And again, twice more: Water, we are sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you. And water, we thank you. And finally, one last time: Water, we are sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you. And water, we thank you. And I know that really, it really helps. From the research that Dr. Emoto did, he found that polluted areas with this special prayer would be completely cleaned of pollution after they did this prayer.
Okay, so I'm going to clarify a little bit about Ho'oponopono.
Okay, wonderful.
Actually, Ho'oponopono is, I'm sorry, please forgive me for whatever is in me, that the water is polluted or something.
Uh-huh.
And with time, you know, the Ho'oponopono evolved, mm-hmm. and Dr. Ihalea Kalahiulene started receiving very easy tools for us to do this. Like he told me once, he says, you know, God told me, just tell them to say thank you. I know what they mean. You know, so mm-hmm. that you don't have to repeat. You can just say thank you in your uh-huh. mind. We do this all mentally, mm-hmm. and definitely God is working, yes, on the water. Mm-hmm. Because actually that's what we need. We need to become a little bit more humble and know that we cannot do it. I mean, we created so many problems. Yes, you just watch the news and you realize. And yes, it is showing us what is inside of us. And the only way mm-hmm. to change it is to take responsibility and let go. So the thank you and the I love you are ways of, let's say, like shortcuts, yeah, so that you don't have to say, I'm sorry, please forgive me for whatever is in me that created
mm-hmm.
this.
Mm-hmm.
So it became just by repeating, and that brings you to the present. That's a way of giving permission to God to transmute, to correct. Mm-hmm. The word Ho'oponopono means how to correct an error. So mm-hmm. that everything is like errors on our monitor in our computer. And if you want to fix something, we know you have to erase first mm-hmm. in order to mm-hmm. bring the right information.
And in your biography, you sent me Mabel. It's just fascinating. You write that you've spoken in front of various national governments and as well as the United Nations. What was it like presenting your ideas before the United Nations, and how were you accepted?
Well, it wasn't in the big room first. I have to tell you that. But I presented to people that work there, that present and ambassadors and things mm-hmm. like that. And you know, Ted, every time you present this, it's well accepted mm-hmm. because everybody mm-hmm. says that they want peace, yes?
Right.
The thing
That's
is
true.
That on my way, for example, I just presented at a peace conference in India in October.
Uh-huh.
So
uh-huh.
the question came up, okay, what's next? And I said, next, are we going to practice? The idea, definitely we know they work. But the thing is that always you have to practice, yeah, to put it in practice. Again, take responsibility, doing the I'm sorry, please forgive me, yes. And but actually we can change the world. It's just too easy. The intellect doesn't believe that it could be this easy, but it is.
Right.
And
well,
I also had some experiences like being invited to a women's jail in Mexico. The people were very happy. After we left, they went to see if they had escaped because the jail was so quiet. They were not used to, you know. but guess what? They didn't invite me back. because you know what I realized then? That we don't trust peace, because peace is outside of our comfort zone. It's the unknown. So being conscious of that, now we can make a change. Otherwise, we'll be boycotting peace. Because every time, you know, when I realized I was presented to in a kindergarten in Mexico, to the parents, because the teachers practice Ho'oponopono. So they invited me to visit the school and talk to the parents about it. And when I was talking to the parents, I realized, and I said, isn't it that if your kids are too quiet, you go to check them out because for sure they are doing something wrong? Isn't it?
That's
the
funny
way we think. We think that if everything is too calm, something wrong is happening.
Well, you know, instead of, for example, in the United States, Mabel, spending 56% of our GDP on the military, instead maybe we should cut that back a bit and hire people just do prayer for world peace around the world. And people may laugh at me and say, well, this will never work. I did an experiment with Dr. Emoto back on July 25th, 2014, and I want to share it with you. It was an amazing experiment. He had found, of course, that if you send positive thoughts to a glass of water, on the molecular level, these beautiful water crystals will form. And so I asked him, it was about 3:30 p.m., I asked him if that would work to help create world peace. And he said, yes, it would. So I did an experiment, intention experiment, and I asked Dr. Emoto and all my listeners listening at the time to send love and light to the Palestinians and the Israelis who were fighting. And I also asked that there would be a 12-hour ceasefire to exchange the food supplies and treat the wounded with medicine. And so we did the intention experiment at about 3:30 p.m. And I asked all my listeners to ask for that and send love and light to the Palestinians and the Israelis. So the program ended at 4 p.m., Mabel, and I got back to where I was staying. At about 8:30 p.m., I turned on CNN. And lo and behold, guess what happened spontaneously?
Wow, there was a peace.
Yes, there was. the Israelis and the Palestinians at precisely 8:30 p.m. that evening, July 25th, 2014, they agreed to a 12-hour ceasefire to exchange the wounded and give food and medical supplies to the hurt. And I was just so happy that happened. I contacted all the major networks, and everybody ignored me. And one television station in Seattle told me point blank. He said, Ted, if it was an accident on the freeway, we report it instantaneously, but any good news, we don't usually cover it because it doesn't make news. It doesn't sell.
Isn't it sad?
Yeah. And I want to tell people out there.
And we watch the news, and we give them ratings, and we give them money because the sponsors put the money where we watch.
Well, you know, it's funny, but I saw a post on the internet 2 weeks ago, and the ratings, people are so tired of the controlled media now that the ratings for CNN have now dropped down to, I think, The cartoon channel has more people watching it than CNN does now. My show has more people watching it than listening to CNN. I mean, it's people are tired of the garbage.
I think people are waking up and maybe realizing they can do something about it, you know? Because, again, you are the one that has to stop watching, you know, if you don't like it or things like that. I always tell people, if you watch the news, that's okay. But please don't engage with the TV set. You know, don't talk to the TV set. Oh, this is never going to change. Everything this saying, oh, this is terrible. We are getting worse. Mm-hmm. I said, just say thank you. Just say I love you. Let go. Yeah, so that God can do something about it. Again, it's being aware. Yes, awareness is curative. So just being conscious, being aware. And that's what Ho'oponopono really helps you, because it helps you to observe and react less. Yeah,
right.
The problem is not the problem. It's our reaction to the problem. So this keeps you, if you can be more present, you are going to make different choices. You are going to see things. Your perception will change.
That's absolutely right. And with that, I just wanted to take a quick station break that you're listening. For those who just tuned in, this is Ted Marr with Out of This World Radio. I'm broadcasting tonight actually from Dominor, Italy, one of the world's most famous spiritual communities. And thanks to the magic of technology and Skype, we have Mabel Katz on in Los Angeles. You know, Mabel, one thing that you just brought up too is that it's all choices, isn't it? So people have to remember not only do they have choices in life for a better life, but also that we're all powerful spiritual beings. And if we want to create a better world, we can choose to create a better world. We don't have to live with the fighting and the war and the conflict. We can choose peace and harmony. We really can. And we can make this planet a much better and happier place if we want to.
That's where our power is, and it's much easier of what people think. Just the decision.
That's right.
Just the choice.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Now, one thing I wanted to ask you about, I know that you've invited Michiko Hayashi to give a presentation down in Los Angeles. Could you tell my listeners a little bit about that? I know I have a lot of people listening in California, and they may want to come to that presentation.
Sure. Well, we are putting together a very special community-free event, bilingual, Spanish and English. Where we are invited teachers, we are inviting parents, we are definitely inviting kids to have fun and to learn the power of our thoughts. Yes, Michiko has that beautiful work of Dr. Emoto where we can actually see what happens to water. And I think that's so graphic that we can see how come a thank you and I love you that we use in Ho'oponopono is so important, or how we can really change the world, or that when we say thank you or I love you, something really, really happens. So we are putting together with Playground of Dreams too, and it's going to be a very, very special event, again, where we can get in touch with our power, and it's so important that we work with the kids, and we can tell them, you have just to believe in yourself, you just have to love and accept yourself the way you are, and you are creating your life, and you can change it, if you don't like it.
I always
tell kids, you can be happy now. Don't wait.
Be willing to
be different, I don't know if we have to go to a break, or I have a story I would like to tell you.
Oh, go ahead. Just run right through. Go ahead and tell the story, please.
I was in Serbia in November, and a 10-year-old girl, I have to tell you, I enjoy kids very much because that's kind of my passion. To be able to, again, to tell them you can be happy now, don't wait like me. But also, they confirm that I'm not talking bullshit, Because, you cannot lie to kids. So when they give me back so much love and everything, that's my confirmation of my message. So this girl says, you think we can talk to animals? So I look at her and I say, why are you asking me? And I said, you tell me, can you talk to animals? And she says, yes. So I said, see, why are you asking me? I said, you have to trust yourself. And I said, see all these people here, all adults, yes? I said, they don't know anything. You do. I said, you have to be willing to be different. You're going to be different maybe to your peers. Maybe you're going to be different to your parents, maybe you're going to be different to your neighbor. You have to be willing to be different. Mm-hmm. And you have to trust and believe in yourself.
Right, exactly. Well, I have to tell you, I've had several animal psychics on my program who do talk to animals.
Oh, yes.
And it's just amazing that the stuff that they come up with, and the animals that they've talked to, cats and dogs in the past and other animals, they're often very profound things they say, and it's amazing how intelligent they are.
Well, you know, Ted, I took a group to Mount Shasta last September, I think it was, and we had a very spiritual guide there. And mm-hmm. at one point, we were actually doing a physical exercise about trusting, yes?
Uh-huh.
So I went mm-hmm. to her in a moment, and I said, you know, we are finished. We are ready. Mm-hmm. And she says, give me 5 more minutes. She says, because this rock is giving me a whole lesson about trusting.
Beautiful.
So she was
That's
taking
beautiful.
Notes from a lesson and that she shared with us after mm-hmm. about mm-hmm. a rock telling her about trusting and how humanity, when humanity lost trust, mm-hmm. yes, and everything. So I always tell people, everything is talking to us, but we are just so busy thinking. And mm-hmm. if we actually have the thought that something is talking to us again, we don't dare to be different. We think mm-hmm. there is something wrong with us.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I know that the planet is shifting, Ma Bell, into the higher dimensions. And as
yes.
it goes into the higher dimensions, I think people will be aware that plants and animals have a consciousness of their own.
Yes.
And people will be able to access that information. One of the most fascinating things that I learned here a couple of years ago was that Nostradamus has said that in the future, Ma Bell, people will realize that old growth trees that are hundreds of years old and sometimes older, they have tremendous psychic powers, and they're able also to go into other dimensions. So once people are able to connect with trees telepathically, they will be able to enter into other dimensions and gain knowledge as well.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. Mm-hmm. You know, when I went to that preschool, I asked mm-hmm. the kids, how many of mm-hmm. you talk to the table? And most everybody raised their hand. And I said, what does the table tell you? You know? And
right.
and one girl says, oh, it tells me that I'm very beautiful.
mm-hmm.
yeah. Or I do trainings for kids, and I ask, how many of you have an invisible friend? And most
beautiful.
Of the kids raise their hands.
Well, you know, what's interesting about children, Ma Bell, is that not only are they sweet and pure, but also, too, because they're young, they've just come from the spirit world, and for them, having an invisible friend or talking to the other side is considered normal.
Sure. But then mm-hmm. they believe we are right, or that we know the adults,
right.
yes?
Right. And then they listen to adults who shut off from that part
yes.
of their life.
Yes.
But the funny thing happens often when people get older, then they start exploring
Why do we wait so long, Ted?
They're interested in the other side.
We wait too long. You know, I was a tax right. accountant in
Los
Angeles. Yeah, I was a tax accountant. I have 2 degrees in Argentina. I'm a CPA and licensed in business administration. I actually
uh-huh.
don't have any degree to do what I'm doing now. I just stumble, you know, in my passion. But mm-hmm. I think it's so important we get to young people. The other day, I listened to a wonderful interview about the millennium, how they're bored.
Oh, yeah.
How
oh,
bored
yeah.
they are, that they don't last mm-hmm. in any jobs, you know, that they're... Mm-hmm. And you know what? Mm-hmm. Think about it. They are still going to school to study the same thing we studied how many years ago, how many lifetimes ago, yes? when these
That's
kids
right.
are totally different,
mm-hmm.
yes?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you are familiar with education in Finland. They are number one in the world, yes?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
The kids don't have homework, no homework. And they go
You're
to
kidding.
School only 3 hours a day because they are kids. And they
mm-hmm.
have time to do things that kids do. And in the school, they choose what they want to learn.
That's incredible.
If they are not, first they started copying U.S., yes, education. Mm-hmm.
Right,
and then
right.
they went, like, they are number one in education in the world.
That's amazing.
So
that's,
we keep
that's
doing
just
the
amazing.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the same thing I told when I went to Israel, not this December, last December, you know what I asked them? I said,
no.
What are you doing different? What did you change in all these years?
Sure.
To pretend for the others to change or to be different. We don't realize that we are the ones that need to change.
Right.
Like the parents
right.
have to change. It's not,
right.
You know how we learn to put our kids first? We sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And then
right.
if we are not happy, we teach them with our example. They don't
right.
they don't listen to us. They observe us.
Right, exactly, exactly.
We need
well,
to become happy people. That's our job. We need to
right.
be at peace. And if we are at peace, everything will be. I do have a world peace campaign that is peace begins with me. Peace within is world peace. Till we are not going to be at peace inside, forget it.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, one of the things that I like about the Modal Peace Project is that it teaches young kids around the world the valuable lessons of love and gratitude so that when they're adults, they hopefully won't be fighting and they'll want to create a much better and happier world.
Yes.
And that's one of the beautiful concepts of the Modal Peace Project. So I do whatever I can to spread the word out and also distribute their books as well.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I actually ended up writing a children's book because of that, because I think it's imperative. But, you know, actually adults benefit from my book. I put for children 3 to 100-year-old, and I said the adults needed more than the kids. The kids already know.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah.
How wonderful. Well, what, you know, you've got such an interesting background, Mabel. What other kinds of projects are you involved with?
Well, I travel around the world by invitation, actually, because I trust so much that I don't make any plans, I don't set goals, nothing. I love the goals that God set up for me, you know? So I
Beautiful.
Really learn to let go and trust, and I allow, again, God, the universe, to take me places, and I travel 8-9 months of the year, and I love to work with kids. I love to work with kids. Kids actually come to my adult training. They are welcome to come to my adult trainings, and they get a lot out of it. But I feel my life mission is peace in the Middle East. And like I tell people, I know it's high up there, but I totally trust. There are so many things changing. People think that things are getting worse. But actually, this is the only way to heal, yes? We have to bring up, we have to see it. Everything is in front of us for us really to erase. Otherwise, memories will keep replaying. We will
right.
keep attracting the same thing.
Well, you know, the intention experiment that I did with Dr. Emoto back on July 25th, 2014, worked. And it only took a few minutes. And so if we devoted probably 1% or less than 1% of our resources that are currently spent on weapons and created a Department of Peace and Prayer within the Department of Defense, we could probably bring up world peace for the entire world very quickly.
Yes.
And it wouldn't be that hard. It would not be that hard.
Well, my books are called The Easiest Way because I tell people if you practice, it's the easiest way. Just say thank you.
Right.
Dr. Ayakala said, if you could see what happens when you say thank you, you wouldn't stop saying thank you.
That's right. Well, one of the things, too, I think people have to remember that during the time of President Kennedy back in the early 60s, his administration, and he was doing a lot of good work for the country, but it was coming from the top down through government. And I think the changes are still, there's a lot of good changes happening out there today, but it's not so much coming, I don't think, Mabel, from the top down. I think it's coming from the bottom up, from people like you and me and everyone listening today who are working hard to make this planet a better place. That's where I think the changes are coming from.
Yes.
Not
but
from
if
the top
we take
down,
responsibility, again, the top is inside of us too, yes? It's part of our memories. And we have to be willing to take responsibility and come from our real power, that is letting go. Because God can actually inspire the top if we let go.
Right, exactly.
So it's important that you trust. It's important that you let go. It's important that you relax, that you try not to react so much, because that brings that resisting, what we resist persists, and you bring more of what you don't want. So we need to remember who we are and how this really works. Every time you say thank you, I love you, you are actually asking for help. You don't want to do it alone. We cannot do it alone. We have to, again, I'm going to repeat, we have to become more humble. We don't know anything. And if we see around us, we can see that we don't know.
That's true. That's very, very true. Absolutely right. And you know, one of the things, as a psychic, I talk to many spirits on the other side.
Yes.
And one of the things that they tell me universally when people pass over is that we're all one.
Yes.
We are literally all one.
Yes.
So that if someone hurts someone else, you're actually hurting yourself.
Exactly.
And when you send love to someone else, that's actually you're benefiting yourself.
Yes.
So it's not a selfish thing. It's a good thing, and that's one of the biggest lessons I think people will learn as the rest of this decade progresses into the 2020s and 2030s.
Yeah, I think that's something very important too. I just gave a class. I have some. I give Q&As, you know, every month, and I pick a theme. And I think that was 2 months ago. I picked the theme of death. Because I think we are so afraid of death, because we don't know who we are, that we don't enjoy life, and that we worry so much, you know, because we are always thinking about death and the things. So we don't live, we don't enjoy, we are not present.
Well, that's true.
But
that's
if
very
you realize,
true.
And again, like I was telling them, I said, everybody that comes back, he says that they didn't want to come back here. that they said to me, say, it's not your time. You have still things to do, you know. So I said, listen, it's not that bad as we think it is.
Right. Well, one of the perspectives, one of the things that happened to me was that back in March of 99, my dear dad passed on. And through the help of my foster mother, I got in touch with him. And he told me all about the death experience.
Wow, how wonderful.
He wanted to live to 85, and he lived to 85 plus a couple of days.
Wow.
And he was
so
in kidney dialysis at the time.
Everything was planned, really.
Yeah, he told me, the funny thing is, he said, Ted, if I had known it was this easy, I wouldn't have held on as long. Because and then he said that once you pass over, you meet with all your friends and relatives and you have a big party.
Yes. I'm going to be honest with you. I had this conversation with my mom that's still here, that she's really well. She's 91, and she's in very good shape, thank God, especially mentally. But I told, because she had an episode, and she told me, do you believe in miracles? You know, she knows I do. But so she tells me what happened, yes? And I said, Mom, you know I believe in miracles, but I call that fear. Why were you afraid? I said, Dad is going to be waiting for you.
Right.
You understand?
Exactly.
So my mother didn't want to go, but, you know, and she resisted. She called it miracle, yes? But I said, why were you so afraid?
Sure.
And actually, in the next conversation, because she lives in Argentina, the next time I talk to her, she says, you know, you were right. I got scared.
Well, the currency of the higher dimensions, once you pass over here, is love. And that's one of the things that Professor Einstein's told me many times, that love is the most powerful and important and profound force in the entire universe. And he's also told me, too, that if he had to do it all over again, he would have never helped create the atomic bomb, which could destroy the planet. Instead, he said that he would create what he called a bomb of love that would help people live in harmony and in love around the planet. And there's no reason for anybody to be unhappy on this planet. There really isn't, he said.
Yeah.
You know, and often our mass media likes to paint negativity and bad things, but you know, if one of the best things you can do is to turn off your television set.
Or at least, yes, like we call it in Ho'oponopono, clean.
Anyway,
while
right.
you are watching, I'm telling you, you can make a difference that way. But you know what a perfect word for me is, Ted?
Mm-hmm.
One that we all do what we love.
Right.
But
exactly.
See, the programs, we believe, yeah, that we had to find a job, something mm-hmm. that we didn't like, but we had to work.
Right.
Yes?
Right.
We didn't
right.
believe in ourselves enough to go for
right.
really our passion, what we love. Mm-hmm. We didn't mm-hmm. believe we could make money doing what we
right.
love. We thought that we really needed the university degrees, otherwise we weren't somebody, you know?
Right.
Or that we needed
exactly.
a certain amount of money to be happy. Or,
right.
you know, and we were really programmed, and it is time for us to realize those programs don't work, that we
mm-hmm.
can do, you know, what we love, and we can still live a very good life. And my feeling is, if we all would do what we love, we would use
mm-hmm.
our talents, nobody would have money problems, and nobody would be thinking about hurting or taking advantage of anybody.
Well, that's
we would
true.
Be just
that's
having a great
true.
Time.
No
time for
well,
no time to hurt people.
Well, I think there's going to be a time coming soon, Mabel, where one of the I think that there's technology right there right now for free energy,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
I also see a time where there will be the elimination along with that of poverty and disease on the planet.
I totally believe the solutions are already here. We just need to open up.
Mm-hmm.
Different
mm-hmm.
channels, yeah, it will come from different places, you know, so we have to be open and flexible.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's wonderful.
Mabel, we've got about 8 minutes left.
Yes.
And I wanted to tell you that so that I wanted you to, you know, give the concluding remarks for your wonderful
sure.
interview today.
Thank you.
If there was one thing you could do for the planet to make it a better place, what would you do? Would you take a wand and touch the planet and transform it somehow into a paradise? Or what would you do to recommend? Because people ask me all the time, how can they make this planet a better place?
Yes. Well, you have to do what you love. You have to find that you would do even if you don't get paid. But
mm-hmm.
also, you know that has a value and that you can mm-hmm. put a value to that and you can charge and make good money with it. You have to
right.
really, passion is your compass. And you cannot afford, you know, to be unhappy in a place or, you know, doing what you don't love or not contributing, yes?
Mm-hmm.
So,
sure.
because it's about finding our talents and how we can make a difference with those talents. We are all unique. And we are
mm-hmm.
all here because we can do something that nobody else can do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important that we connect with that. It's very important mm-hmm. that we become happy people. And happiness is a decision. It doesn't depend on how much money or the university or if you have a relationship or not. It has to do with the decision. You just decide that you're not going to hurt yourself anymore and you're going to be
mm-hmm.
happy. Yes? For no special
right.
reason. And
mm-hmm.
then you become like a magnet. Things come to you. You will think that you are lucky.
That's true.
Yes? But all you did is to get out of your... being an obstacle in your own life. But
mm-hmm.
that, for me, is basic. And knowing, for me, the big secret that I found
mm-hmm.
is that we all have everything we need inside
mm-hmm.
of ourselves, that we can change our life without depending on anybody or anything outside of ourselves. And I
mm-hmm.
think that the sooner, the better that we get to our young people and the kids so that they don't have to go through what we went through.
Right,
there
exactly,
is no reason
exactly.
to keep giving them the same programs. We know already, you know, Einstein said insanity is keep doing the same, expecting different results. Yes, we are very insane. We are
That's
totally
true.
Insane. And,
That's
and
true.
We, you know, we have addictions like thinking.
Mm-hmm.
We have addictions
mm-hmm.
to suffering. We are addicted to worrying.
Right.
Yes?
Right.
And
right.
listen, you can let go now.
Right, exactly.
So for me, that is the most important. That's kind of the message that we want to give to parents, the message that I know Michiko and Nico inside, you know, we have to get to kids and the community, and really, if we start practicing, because that's the thing, are we going to practice? If we practice, we'll definitely contribute to this a better world. We can make a difference. We have to know who we really are and how powerful we are.
That's right. That's right. And you know, when I was going to college, Mabel, I have to tell you, I was in philosophy classes, where the topic would be, what's the basic nature of humanity? Are we good-hearted and benevolent, kind individuals who want to live in peace and harmony, or are we warlike people who want to cause harm and fight all the time? And I don't think, I think our basic nature is to be loving, kind, and benevolent.
Yes.
You look at the last, like the last century, the 20th century, incredible, all these different wars going on. I'm very hopeful for the future, and I think we have a very bright future ahead of us, not only for ourselves but our children and for so many future generations.
Me too. I do see the light. But we have to go through the tunnel. Yes. And
right,
the tunnel
right.
could be as short or as long as we decide. If we react, mm-hmm. if we blame, if we keep blaming, mm-hmm. if we keep thinking that it's the other one that needs to change, the
right.
tunnel will be really long.
That's right.
So
that's
basically,
right.
So there are two things that I definitely... So again, February 11th from 12 to 5, registration will start at 11. And we want to send... You have a link. You're going to send your people, yes, to this event.
Yes, I'll put it on my website.
We already put it on my Bell Katz fan page, in my Facebook page.
Okay.
Okay, but soon will be also in my calendar. My website is mabelkatz.com or the easiest way, .com. And if you go to calendar, you can see the calendar. We didn't put it yet, but I think by Monday the event will be posted there too. But if you go to Mabel Katz fan page in Facebook, you will be able to see the event already.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I'm so glad you're sponsoring that. I know that Michiko's been looking forward to it. And it's something that people need. They need positive events. People, especially after this recent election, they want to keep they want to talk about our positive future and the good things happening in the
definitely,
country and the world.
Definitely, and how we can make a difference. And there will be a lot of special things in this event. You cannot miss it. You could be part of something big and something that will project not only to Los Angeles but the rest of the world of what we are going
wonderful.
To do that
wonderful.
Saturday the 11th. And
wonderful.
I guess we are going to meet you too. Yes, Ted? You're going to
yes,
be in
I'll,
Los Angeles.
Yes, I'll be giving a presentation at the LA Expo that
yes.
weekend at the LAX Hilton.
Yes.
And I think mine is on Saturday late in the afternoon. I've been in touch with Professor Einstein and President Kennedy and Nostradamus for the last couple of years, and I'll be giving messages from them on humanity's bright, beautiful future.
Wow.
So it ties in, same thing you're doing. They've also been saying the same thing, too.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yeah. There is only one truth. Thank God.
That's right, Mabel.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for coming on today, Mabel. I really appreciate it.
It was wonderful meeting you. Thank you so much for the interview and being able to share my message with your people.
Wonderful, wonderful. And your website again was www.mabelkatz.com. Is that right?
Exactly. Fan page. Well, no, that's
okay.
My website and Mabel Katz. Fan page is my Facebook page. Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Okay.
Please stay tuned, everyone. I'll be talking about with Betsy Poole from the Dominur spiritual community here in Italy in just a few minutes. Thank you so much, Mabel, for coming on today.
Wonderful. And say hello to the Italians too.
I sure will.
Okay.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci. Ciao.
Ciao.